week, which is about a week away now, and we've been meeting some of the nominees. Now, Jeff Stonebanks is the creator and owner of the Driftwood Garden in Seaford. He's been shortlisted in the fundraiser category because in the last 4 years, opening his garden, he's raised £31,000 for charity. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, good morning. Good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How often do you open your garden to the public?
Well, since 2009, when I first started, it's opened 66 times for a variety of charities.
You're becoming like Nyman's now. You're rivaling the National Trust, aren't you? You must enjoy opening up your garden, which you know has to be said is like a lot of people's gardens. Listening to this, I suspect. I mean, it's not a palace, is it?
No. I mean, I'm very lucky. I got early retirement, so I've been able to focus on doing my garden. It's not a large garden. It's only 100 foot long by 40 foot wide at its widest, but I've been very lucky that I've seen a lot of visitors really as a result of winning a national magazine's gardening competition in 2012 and being a finalist in a national newspaper's competition in 2012 as well. So that's given me sort of a lot of hype in terms of people wanting to see the garden. And what I've tried to do is to harness that interest that other people have got in seeing the garden in sort of making some money for charity out of it.
I think that what's remarkable about yours is that there's only you, isn't it, Jeff? It's you don't have a staff of thousands doing this.
I mean, I do the garden. I have to say, I rely very heavily on a big team of people to help me when I open the garden, to take the money, help me with the tea and cakes, etc. We do raffles, raised a lot of money through selling raffle tickets. But to do the garden itself, yes, it's just me.
What is the delight of letting people walk through and see your own garden?
I mean, when I first started to do it in 2009, I actually didn't think my garden was good enough. But friends and family, I say, almost bullied me into opening it. But on that first day, which was for a local charity, Seaford in Bloom, 200 people came to see the garden in 2 hours. In the first hour, 100-odd people. And in the second hour, the second 100 people all sought me out and said, "We've only come because our friends in the other gardens, it was part of a trail, have told us if you don't go anywhere else, come and see this garden."
I thought,
well, okay, all right, maybe it is good enough. I get a great buzz from doing it. I mean, the garden opens, each day that it opens, it's open for about 6 hours, and those 6 hours just fly by. Because people are interested, people do make lots of nice comments. As I say, at the end of the day, I do get a buzz to see that we've raised so much money for charity as well.
Well, 31 grand so far, so that's why you're shortlisted in the fundraiser category. We'll look forward to seeing you on the 11th of December.
Okay.
Good luck, Jeff. Thanks
all right.
Very much.
Thanks ever so much, Neil.
And good luck to everybody else who's been nominated in the fundraising category as well. It's a very big category. Obviously, you can imagine a lot of people raising money for good causes across Sussex. And we'll find out how Jeff gets on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock in the evening, a special webcast, and then updates on Thursday morning's breakfast show next week.